Machines of Loving Grace. In San Francisco and the Santa Clara Valley during the late 1960s, various cultural currents flowed together. There was the technology revolution that began with the growth of military contractors and soon included electronics firms, microchip makers, video game designers, and computer companies. There was a hacker subculture filled with wireheads, freakers, cyberpunks, hobbyists, and just plain geeks that included engineers who didn't conform to the HP mold and their kids who weren't attuned to the wavelengths of the subdivisions. There were quasi-academic groups doing studies on the effects of LSD. Participants included Doug Engelbart of the Augmentation Research Center in Palo Alto, who later helped develop the computer mouse and graphical user interfaces, and Ken Kesey, who celebrated the drug with music and light shows featuring a house band that became the Grateful Dead. There was the hippie movement, born out of the Bay Area's Beat Generation, and the rebellious political activists, born out of the free speech movement at Berkeley. Overlaid on it all were various self-fulfillment movements pursuing paths to personal enlightenment, Zen and Hinduism, meditation and yoga, primal scream and sensory deprivation, Esalen and Est. This fusion of flower power and processor power, enlightenment and technology, was embodied by Steve Jobs as he meditated in the mornings, audited physics classes at Stanford, worked nights at Atari, and dreamed of starting his own business. "There was just something going on here," he said, looking back at the time and place. "The best music came from here. The Grateful Dead, Jefferson Airplane, Joan Baez, Janis Joplin, and so did the integrated circuit, and things like the Whole Earth Catalog." Initially, the technologists and the hippies did not interface well. Many in the counterculture saw computers as ominous and Orwellian, the province of the Pentagon and the power structure. In The Myth of the Machine, the historian Lewis Mumford warned that computers were sucking away our freedom and destroying life-enhancing values. An injunction on punch cards of the period, "Do not fold, spindle, or mutilate," became an ironic phrase of the anti-war left.